Good evening, everyone, from on board the Hot Property for this week's exciting outside broadcast. Don't adjust your sets. We don't have the usual spinning image of Hutton from our remote cam. Yes, we're here and ready to welcome visitors for some hot mess live.
With added seams. Many, many seams. I can see them now. There's one by the window. That's a dodgy bit of welding if ever I saw one.
And I'm on standby with the roving remote camera just in case anyone pops in to say hello.
And I've got lots of mugs and gin on my carrier just next door, so if anyone needs some, shout.
Whereas I still haven't broken my mug and gin duck yet.
Well, I should hope not. It makes a great paperweight.
And on that note, and before we start this evening's mugging and ginning operation, it's time, I hope, for some headlines. No tears in tear as Hutton dolers out a win.
Hot property in repossession drama.
As we prepare to get messy and hot, a catch up on how everyone else is doing.
A bad case of, honey, I shrunk the apology officer, strikes again.
Dicky docking done in... as Gutemeyer slays bugs.
And we peek across the bubble at Hutton Space.
First, tonight, we received an emergency beacon from Hot Coal. Yes, that's Hutton Colonia Space. Earlier in the week, as it appears that there was about to be a dose of tears as Hutton went one down in election over Dola Depot in Tier. Admiral of the Hot Coal Fleet and sometimes self-proclaimed King of Colonia, Hanky, or at least one of his clones, sent a message back to the bubble that quite simply said, "Oek, looks like I'm on my own, and that other lot are being a big bunch of stinky rotters." Cue an emergency flight of Hutton truckers and friends heading Coloniaward in an attempt to get there in time to save the election, not only keeping Dola under Alvin's influence, but taking over the system. Previously owned, we think, by the Colonia Citizens Network, it appears that they've been a bunch of splitters and left it in a right old state. They didn't have the highest influence in the system, but they did have a dusty old nameplate over the door, which they'd like back. But they don't want all the hassle of looking after Tyr. After all, it's the home of engineer Marsha Hicks, longtime relative of Space Marine and Xenocombatant Dwayne Hicks, famous for his proclamation, "I say we take off, nuke the site from orbit." Anyway, Commander Sophia, Woolies, recently inducted into the Hutton Truckers after one too many raids on his own broadcasts, Devantager, Hanky, the Burke, well, Hanky and the Burke, not to be confused with Pinky and the Brain, and they managed to make the speedrun, seems, managed to make the speedrun over to Fort Mug in time for a quick top-up on the caffeine and set to work. Oh, and Tisdar. That's what I was trying to read that I stumbled over. Anyway, who wrote that other word? He's not called Tinder, he's called Tisdar. Anyway, with assailants unknown making an assault on the ballot box, they worked the mission boards hard, kissing as many babies, leafleting as many doors, and marching up and down with as many placards as they could in a short space of time. And after a lot of work and a little bit of good luck, managed to achieve a 4-3 win at the ballot box, securing the system, a nice new starport, and of course proving that no matter the distance or how great the panic, there's always a trucker at hand to put things right. Thank you, one and all.
With last week's declaration that this week's radio show would be an outside broadcast, Commander Vantian, with the usual foresight and planning that he puts into the news scripts each week, volunteered the carrier Hot Property for the outside broadcast operations and mugging to be done during the very show tonight. On investigation 24 hours before the show, he identified a few problems with this. 1. The hot property wasn't in the bubble. 2. His ship wasn't on the hot property. 3. His ship also wasn't anywhere near where the hot property was. 4. The hot property was under a repossession order due to him forgetting to put pennies into it to pay the crew. 5. It hadn't got any fuel left. However, after a frantic morning finding the hot property and handing Prince Dunn, carrier operations manager, and the crew a stack of brown envelopes stuffed with credits, a quick blast around with the Hoover, persuading the commander Stephen Usher, lookalike in Vista Genomics, to open up shop so he could cash in some discoveries and a super speedy tritium delivery by Commander Chicks, the hot property is once again ready to receive visitors. Of course, the bar still isn't serving drinks, but they do a nice line in acquired goods from nearby settlements and the occasional cat video. The hot property is now in orbit around the primary star in the Lad Hacky system and ready to commence mugging operation. If only he could remember where his delivery ships were parked. He says he's sure he left them in the hangar.
On Monday morning, Commander Nem had the honour of delivering the 50,000th Hutton mug in the Too Hot Too Messy campaign. Nem also passed the 7,000 delivery mark personally a short time later. After a second record week with 1,847 deliveries, commanders have now delivered almost 93,000 mugs, half of which were to previously unvisited stations. Don't forget to send us your funny things that happened on the way to deliver a mug stories. For those intrepid commanders making their way out to Hutton for a quick restock of mugs and gin, let's take a look at the traffic. Most space lanes are clear and docking pad availability is good this week. However, gin production is at only 7 units. This reflects the recent bust and the low par security situation in the system. A few of the large pad surface stations are offline, but restore missions are available to bring them back into service for those who like using their legs. In the last 7 days, we've had 5 Hutton runs from Too Hot Too Messy mug winners. They are Bicky at 1 hour 23 minutes and 46 seconds, Bandicoot at 1 hour 24 minutes and 24 seconds, and Stephen King made 3 runs, the best of which was 1 hour 24 minutes and 29 seconds, and this is also reflected in the top commanders table, where Steve King gains a place in the 1000 Club as its 17th member.
The apology officer has gone missing again, and we're very sorry. The last we saw, they were visiting the Gnosis in the company of LCU No Fool Like One and talking about some new inventions. As many of you know, the apology officer in the galaxy's foremost expert in small, a builder of small buildings, teensy tiny cars, waste disposal bins, brick walls, and in fact just about any of the detritus you could find in 21st century Glasgow, including a Tesla up on bricks as someone nicked the wheels. The only thing missing? Really small people to inhabit the apology officer's really small world. Not satisfied with blister packs of little miniature warriors from Age of Sigmar, a game popular with the Pilots Federation, who have recently been showcasing real-size versions of their characters over at Gamescom 3309 over on Sol, as giant hammers and the big shoulder pads aren't era accurate to Glasgow of 2023. Nor of Lego minifigs, as similar to our drawings of people, AI drawings of people and A-level art students, and of course, Dali's attempts at drawing clocks, the hands just aren't right. The only remaining option to use the mini-meifier patented by Dr. Akanon and LCU over on board the Gnosis as a way to solve galactic famine states, global overpopulation, and allow human beings to survive being dropped from really high without going splat. The problem was one of the decimal points. It got moved one way the wrong way. So instead of being scaled to the mini Glasgow diorama size, the Apology Officer is 10 times smaller than that. The kind of size that would need a long but very little ladder just to climb on top of a sugar cube. And the kind of size where the likelihood of being stepped on by a passing ant is a real and present danger. LCU, showing his typical ingenuity, has solved the problem with his Henry the Hoover. Other brands are available except Dyson, as they got bought out by Suprotec and converted into a biological sampling firm. Sucked up the entire area under the beam and is now systematically picking up every particle in the bag with tweezers and sticking it under an electron microscope. He's also got some very sensitive listening gear borrowed from Snos in the hopes that if he hears a little squeak that sounds like "Ouch, get off you bastard!" when he picks up a mote of what appears to be dust, he can pickify it and end up with a fully fledged, real-sized Apology Officer and not a giant, voracious dust mite which might or might not trash the Gnosis.
There was much rejoicing this week as the Pilots Federation and Gutamaya shipyards announced that they'd not only discovered why Imperial cutters kept leaving big, suggestively shaped dents in the insides of stations when piloted by the autopilot, but they've managed to solve it too. In a case of attempting to squeeze a camel through the eye of a needle, in many cases where pilots have left the autodock to do the do with the toast rack, they've managed to get back to their sets just in time to see it wedged sideways under the lower rim of the dock, under one of those struts, and bashing its way through the side of the station like a summer swooned dozy bumblebee trying to get out of the window right next to the big open window, but never quite managing it. Before there was pew pew noise and the station cleared it out of the way via thermal and percussive means, before hoovering but not Dysonating up all the bits and selling them as scrap. The new upgraded Summer 3309 docking computer not only knows exactly how you've engineered your Imperial Lady Pleaser 3000, but has taken into account quite how long it is, how wide the handle at the rear is, and of course, quite how much thrust should not be applied to slip it out of the toast rack without having an accident. There is no feedback as of yet from commanders who have risked it all to the vagaries of a machine instead of performing the maneuver by hand, so to speak, but the gnashing of teeth and wailing has ceased, and once again, in the realms of the Empire, all is calm. Of course, until everyone realizes that the huge statues they were promised aren't going in public, they're for the Imperial family's private garden, and no, you're not invited to look at them.
And finally, before we head into Hutton Space to find out what's going on, an update on the Thargoids. No, not from Atrus this time, he's busy. But once again, from the Pilots Federation. It turns out that when defending stations against Tharg the Mighty's mighty minions, many pilots have taken to playing a game of Galactic Knockdown Ginger, with the moaning meanies blasting them with weaponry before running and hiding and just inside the docking part of a nearby station. Previously, this has led to some extensive repair bills, as the enraged Thargoid has attempted to batter its way into the station from the outside, being entirely too wide to fit through the toast rack. So please, nobody tell them that they can sneak through on their sides or we'll all be in big trouble. It appears that by some cunning use of some stealth technology, and also lining the inside of the station with thick lead plates, the signatures of the ships doing the brave Sir Robin into the docking pad are now totally hidden, completely confusing the Thargoid, which gives up and gets really bored. A bit like wasps if you don't flap at them in the company picnic when they're trying to get at your marmalade sandwiches. Now, whether or not we agree with this tactic, which frees the Thargoid up to have its wicked way with whoever's left on the outside of the station, normally some hapless NPC types, for those of you who like hit-and-run tactics, normally associated with Tango adverts in the UK, it allows you to breathe a sigh of relief that you won't be given the repair bill from the station for attracting unwanted, dangerous-looking exobiological attention of the nasty kind.
After a moderately quiet period, it all is generally tickety-boo-ish. Across Hot and Space this week, 5 systems are on the naughty step and we have 4 systems in need of some truckily assistance. More on those stories coming up. You might be mistaken for thinking that Hill Pass Psy and Ross 671 are engaged in a game of Galactic Pass the Parcel, with the wooden spoon being relayed once again from the former to the latter. Regular Doldrum dweller Ross 671 is this week's baton carrier in the Wooden Spoon Duck Egg Race on 29%. Ross 671 has an election and the Civil War locking up well over half of the influence, at least until the early part of next week, so just like the vending machine on LHS 340, expect no change. On the other hand, Hill Pass High has no factions in conflict, so the system is ripe for reaping. Get in there and fill your boots to overflowing with Hutton influence. Otherwise, it won't be too long before Hill Pass High takes back ownership when it drops from its current 32. 36 off Yuki is on, yes you guessed it, 36. A pair of civil wars have started in the last couple of days, which with half the system fighting each other should give you adequate time to fix the infrastructure failure that is taking Hutton systems offline. Anyone with a fleet carrier, stuffed with power generators and or water purifiers should jump over them now to remedy the situation and make a disgustingly large profit, but without the 1-hour supercruise. Hard to move Epsilon Indy is having a good run of form and is brushing the heady heights of 38%. A smidge above on 39, run of poor form LP525-39 is almost out of the could do better zone. We have a drought in Narensis, which will need to be slaked. Bouncing up from 39 to 44 in the last 24 hours, second place was lost by the Green Party of Semeni to the Leuton prison colony awaiting. Our home system Alpha Centauri shrugged off its outbreak of blight and then the resulting bust, but Centauri Megagen production is still suffering due to the generally poor security situation. The large pad surface stations are mostly offline, so those who like to travel around on their back legs might like to indulge in a few restore missions. PSPF-LF2 is also infrastructure failure, but as it is on 78%, it could use a few system failures to bring it back down into reality. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have just 2 systems above 60%, one of which you've just heard about. Last week, we expanded into the Atagat system, where EDF are in control, but that still leaves a few stations and settlements up for grabs. Priorities this week are if you want to truck something, lift the bust in Alpha Centauri. No, that was last week. What an idiot I am. Relieve the infrastructure failure in 36 off Yuki and boost Hill Pass Psi. And if you want to shoot something, vaporize some criminals and hand in Hutton bounties in Alpha Centauri.